Hello, everybody. I'm Michael.
I'm Johnny.
And this is Anime Casuals. Welcome to the Weekend Talk, the place where we catch you all up and catch ourselves up on the seasonal anime for spring. No, sorry, for winter. It feels weird for it to still be winter while it's March, but that's, you know, everybody's doing their own thing, you know, whatever. So today might be a shorter episode where we talk about My Hero, High Card, and Trigun Stampede in that order. That's our hype list, which is the list we associate with how fun and exciting the episode was. And I would say that all of the episodes were exciting in their own right, but we are prioritizing Trigun because it had a sick-ass episode.
It did. There's a lot going on, and it looked pretty crazy.
Yes. So we'll start with My Hero episode 25, or season 6 episode 138, which is still crazy since we've been watching My Hero since episode 1, like since it came out. And this episode basically breaks down into two parts, Stain and All Might, and then wrapping up the whole Deku at, what's the name of their school? We haven't been there in so long.
At his UA Academy.
UA Academy.
it's not U. Is it UA?
I think it is.
I don't know why. I'm like, what does U stand for? I can't remember.
Why is there building in a giant H? Who knows? For Hero. Anyways, so I thought this episode was really fun because of the interaction with All Might and Stain. Like, they had this whole moment where, like, Stain just, like, whips a sword straight to his neck. And then he's like, who are you? And I'm like, my bro, this is All Might. You know him. Like, he's been shown in his Small Might and Big Might, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, we know this man.
That's true. But then we find out, does he though?
Does he really? That is what was really cool. And the whole Data thing. Like, all of that was awesome. To see this villain character who, like, even the prisoners of Tartarus were like, hey, didn't you work with Shigaraki? And he's like, yes, but I will find someone that this precious data, someone who is just. And I'm like, okay, Hero Killer Stain.
Yeah.
You're out here killing heroes who are just, like, abusing their power. Kind of like the sniper lady. She's killing villains who are, like, really bad people.
He's a pretty awesome anti-hero.
Yes.
Though they don't really say it in the show ever. I mean, he's just a really awesome premise. I think he's a cool character. And
his chin's out to nowhere.
No, that thing is ridiculous. I don't know what that thing is, but, you know, I even liked his line about, like, what are you, a man or a beast? And he's like, I'm a beast who is, I don't remember what he says, like, looking for justice or something.
Yeah.
I was like, that's cool, man.
Yeah.
Stain is awesome.
Yeah, and that, and what, like, hammer that in even more wasn't just the Tartarus thing. It was, like, his line to All Might saying, you're not All Might. All Might fights villains with a smile. He will do anything to make sure that the people are safe while, like, he's smiling the whole time. And then All Might just goes, oh, my God. I haven't been doing that at all. I've been, like worrying and, like, unhappy and frowning all the time. And it finally took seeing the last person that he saved, which I also thought was a cool touch.
Yeah.
To be like, hey, All Might, you're messing up, man. Go back to how you were, even though you don't have the power anymore.
Yep. And then he's like, hey, I don't know who you are. You know, wink, wink, hint, hint. But take this data and take it to All Might.
Yeah.
Not you, All Might. But yeah, that whole scene was really awesome.
It was really cool. And I think it's a great, like, you know what? Weirdly, most of the seasons of My Hero don't end as satisfying as I want them to. Mm-hmm. This one really did. It was like hype, 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 hype the entire season. You know, the whole Shigaraki exploding a city. And then this whole other half of, like, Deku going, like, insane. I gotta work on myself. And then eventually looking like a villain, and then his teammates, like, come and be like, hey, come on back, buddy. To finally ending it with Stain going, hey, you're also messing up All Might. Like, you have been the entire series, because we know you're not a teacher.
Yeah, we're too reliant on his powers. It's about being the face of justice. So that was the whole thing. After that scene, actually, it started playing the opening. And I thought it was the closer. I was like, man, that was an episode. It seemed a little short, but that was crazy. I'm done. I'm wiped.
10 minutes out.
Yeah, I was like, that was crazy. I thought it was a whole episode. And I was like, oh, no, I got a whole another 20 minutes. Great.
Yeah. And that was, it was wild. And I got to say, I really, really enjoyed it. The other 10 minutes, they were fine. It was just a nice wrap up of the series. I mean, like, hey, you know, the gang's all back together.
Deku's got to relax, you know, just kind of unwind, you know, get all the sadness off of him.
Dude, watching Deku just like going, just pass out, wake up, pass out again, like, was hilarious to me. It's like everybody just babying him a little bit and then going, hey, where's Uchako? Oh, she's also passed out. I'm like, oh, the two of them are passed out.
I don't know if you noticed, because I we've never seen her sleep, but Uchako wears really like big gloves on her hands. I'm guessing that way she doesn't activate her powers by accident.
That's so funny. That's why I didn't notice that. That's
she had,
amazing.
Like, oven mitts on. I was like, what is she wearing those for?
Dude, I bet you she's done that before. Like accidentally activated her power.
Like, even just sloppily, just, you know, like, clap. Oh, I'm in the ceiling. Ooh, we have a ceiling fan? That's really bad.
And if she has no ceiling fan and she's sleeping in the middle of nowhere, she just floats off into space.
Oh, can't go camping.
No,
that's
really, never.
Stake it down.
That's terrifying. yeah, in fact, I think that's the episode in its entirety. Was
no,
there one
actually
more thing?
There were two other things.
Okay, tell me those things. I forgot them.
They touched on really quick. One, predictions were horribly wrong. They thought they had 38 days, I guess. Or predictions were 3 months for Shigaraki to be up and running again. So then they were like, we're going to cut that down to 2 months. Or maybe I'm messing that up a little bit. But either way, apparently they've got 3 days.
What?
If I understood right. If I understood it right, Shigaraki's going to possibly be good, like, in 3 days or something. They can be, like, Nomu's everywhere again and be messing things up.
Oh, my God.
And then the other thing was when they went to, like, the World Council televisions. And
they're oh,
like, hey,
yes!
We need a call from everybody's help. Can you send anybody? Like, we really can't. You know, it's going to mess up the equilibrium and stuff. And then you just see one country, and, of course, it's America. And we're like, yeah, ours already left. We couldn't stop them. They just left. And I was like, that's amazing. That's great. And they're flying over on, like, stealth bombers or just giant, like, airplanes. It's great. And the hero is Stars and Stripe.
And she's on top.
Yeah.
She's not in the bomber. She's on top of the bomber. I'm like, and that's their number one hero. I'm like, you got to have a Captain America type.
It's a direct request from All Might. I got
to
go.
Also, because All Might went to America. So I was like, of course. Of course. Yeah. It's funny.
It's definitely good. I can't wait to see what she does. I don't know if she's going to be like a... I don't want to, like, downgrade her just because All Might, obviously, is the best. But I don't know if she's going to be, like, the Superman or, I mean, no, the Wonder Woman to Superman kind of thing.
Dude.
They're pretty even.
She looked
so
American AF. You know, the blonde hair. She's ripped AF.
She's wearing an American flag, I think, as her cape.
Yep. And then, like, she basically is kind of All Might-ish, like, throughout her suit.
Super ripped.
And I'm like, I don't know what your power is because it's not super strength. Like, you're ripped, but I mean, like, your name is Stars and Stripes, and I hope it's not just because it's America. But, I mean, like, I'm down for it.
I hope it's some, like, patriotism, courage, like, Green Lantern thing.
Yeah.
Like, as long as I don't give up, I'll never lose. She's going to lose, obviously. But, you know, it's going to be great.
I'm hoping for the best because she looks awesome.
Yeah.
We're all here for it.
USA.
Sick.
No, I'm just
Okay, so now we got two episodes of High Card. The reason why we're doing a double episode is because... today is Monday when we're recording this, and the last episode of High Card came out. To be honest, we don't know what we're doing next week. We might take a day off, or we might just kind of see what's out, because in between our recordings of this, nothing will have come out by Monday. And the thing we were hoping was going to come out, we have My Home Hero, and we thought Oshi no Ko was going to come out, but that's actually going to come out on the 7th of April with an hour and a half finale start. So we may cover One Piece and just be all sad together. You know, come and join us next week with being
One
all
Piece.
Sad.
Watch.
So our next one is High Card episode 11, Chris, and then we'll cover episode 12,
Finn,
which we could just kind of cover them together.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, if I'm gonna summarize in like two sentences, episode 11 is pretty dull, and episode 12 is a lot more interesting, but. Episode 11 is the aftermath of Finn getting shot by Chris and kind of the whole, like, well, why did he do it? Oh, he's trying to get another X-Hand so he can go help his sister, Michelle, which I almost, every time I see it, I'm like, it's Michael. Just because it's, I don't know, weirdly it's spelled weird.
It's for, it's like French, like, yeah, almost.
So that's it.
Or it's Michel. It's Mikael. Mikael. They speak so fast in Japanese that I'm like, I'm picking out words and words that I know, and then I'm like, I always miss the names.
Yeah.
But yeah, he goes and abducts her from the hospital, and I think that's the roundout of, like, his thing, and what he's trying to do, which is grab all four fives, which we have determined. It was fives. We were good. We were going on that call.
Her X-Play hand like his father did to save his life.
Yes. Was there anything else major that happened in that episode?
We find out that Chris has been obviously fired from Pinochle and removed.
Oh,
he
yeah.
didn't take the jack, I guess. Just the fives. And then Finn gets fired as well because he's going to go try and... Actually, I might be mixing a little bit episodes.
No, that's fine.
He's going to go try and stop Chris before Pinochle goes there and just try and takes him out.
And then Pinochle this whole time, and in the next episode, is all sitting trying to protect the royal family. Because the royal family, apparently terrorists are going to come to attack them. Which, again, I don't know what that was about. Like, maybe that was Klondike. Mm-hmm. I didn't really catch all the info because I really didn't care about that section of the episode, even though that's where the fighting was happening. And there's, like, some sweet moments where, like, Finn is like, oh, I love Chris. He's my buddy. And then everybody else was like, hey, you can't be doing that. You got to stop doing that because you're not listening. So that means you're fired and we're going to let you go.
But we're not going to take your card, I guess.
Yeah, well, except they do.
Did they take his
they
card?
They did take his card. Okay. Yeah, because they hand it back to him in episode 12.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I think it kind of dives into, like, why Chris is doing it. But it really, like, it's been explained for a couple episodes. Like, you know, like, he's got those daddy issues. He doesn't want his sister to die. He's willing to sacrifice his life for his sister. And, you know... Like, Finn goes, no, you shouldn't do that. But you know what? Nobody, like, just to, like, dive into that, nobody on Pinochle's side was offering him ways to fix that. I was like, why don't you just give your sister, you know, the five and have her keep it active all the time and just eat? Because it would, like, balance out her immortality. But I'm like, nobody was helping him solve the crisis. Even the guy with millions upon millions of dollars was like, hey, what about his sister? Like, you can't get him the medical technology to fix her?
See, actually, that was the biggest thing I was trying to think of. I was like, yeah, I guess you could give her immortality the whole time. And I'm like, oh, but then she might be in trouble if anybody wants it. But the money guy, like, why can't he just be like, okay, play, vaccine. Or I don't remember what her problem was, but, I mean, just fix her.
She had, like, a genetic disease, which is hard to fix. But I'm also like, yeah, why didn't you just go?
I don't know, just something. I mean, you'd think there'd be something if he can just, like, conjure... an entire length of freeway through a cityscape.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what do you... Why? That's ridiculous.
Maybe it has to exist already. I don't know. Although the rocket launchers he was using looked kind of futuristic, so I don't know.
I guess that's true. If there's no modern fix to it, huh? Interesting.
Yeah.
But I mean, honestly, if we skip to the end a little bit, I don't know why no one has tried, like, hey, so four of a kind, like, save someone's life. What does three of a kind do? I don't know. What does just a lower hand do?
Why would you do that?
That works.
Why would you do that? You just use two or four. There's no three.
What if three just kind of says, like, oh, slap on the wrist.
Yeah.
And, you know, now they feel better.
Yeah. So, yeah, 12, we kind of just follow a bunch of fights of Finn. Oh, yeah, and then Finn got, like knocked out or something at the end of 11 or something there. He basically met some dude who was like, hey, you're fired now. And then in 12, he basically is adventuring to Chris the entire episode until the very end where he does something epic. But I want to talk about, like, Love P and the Psychic Girls, like, fight.
That was sick. That was a pretty fun fight.
That was so good. I love seeing Love P go crazy. And then they're swearing at each other and it's bleeped out in the episode.
I like how she did the always great, like, hey, you're a bleep. Hey, you shouldn't swear, you bleep. Like that. Like, good retort, you know?
Always good retort.
So.
Yeah.
Definitely fun.
We watched the stick hands together, girl, somehow leap like 15 feet in the air. I didn't know how that was possible.
Yeah, that was a little weird. That's not her card as far as I knew.
No. And then she gets slashed across a leg, and then Psychic Girl gets slashed across the chest. A lot of epic blood moments.
You're wide open.
Yeah. Wah! Also, the police officer has such a good aim. Why doesn't he get the two of spades or whatever it is?
Oh, that guy's ridiculous. Okay, so clearly he's involved in something much deeper. Mm-hmm. I mean, as far as, like, I don't know, maybe just, like, I'm the silent guardian behind, you know, between the Knights of the Cards, whatever, I don't remember what they're called, and, you know, the normal people. And that's why I can do crazy things. I don't need a card. I don't want a card. But definitely, he's crazy. He shoots a rock and knocks out Love Peace. Problem solved. I mean, granted, she probably had a good concussion after that. But
she
did.
Yeah, definitely. What are you gonna do? Yeah. And I think that's the fun part is, like, these people have superpowers, but they're just humans. Like, they're just regular people. And that's like pretty fun for the idea that it's like, hey, they have superpowers, but they're just normal people. Like, it's like, they're not without the cards, they turn into humans. So I'm like,
yeah,
wonderful. And then we get to the close to the end of the episode. We see the maximum power that never no money or whatever it's called. Like, can make a whole highway, golden highway, but like a whole highway. I want to see the after effects if the highway was still there.
I was wondering about that because I was just watching that the entire time. I don't think it was.
No.
I think that was actually a very efficient way to do it, I guess. You know, just it's made of reishi, spirit energy, whatever you want to call it. Pure gold that's going to just disintegrate. I don't know. But, yeah, I don't think there's going to be any lasting effects. Because I was like, that's a heavy impact you just made on the city, my guy. But
yeah.
It never turned off gold, so I'm guessing it's going to disappear.
I'm hoping, but unless it doesn't. Because I'm imagining if it does disappear, right, that dude's car was just floating in the air.
Well, I'm hoping that it'll last until he's like, okay, and now I unplay.
Now I turn around.
That would suck and be like, hey, I'm burning through cash right now. We have to get off
of here. We gotta go.
That would be unfortunate.
Yeah. And then there was that whole moment with Finn while he's flying through the air and he just shoots one of the cards out of the X play.
Like the longest X-hand shot that you can ever make with what, like a snub pistol?
Yeah. Which we finally get to see actually what his power is. His bullets go straight and they don't stop.
Well, until he reaches his target, I guess?
Until he hits something, the bullet would stop. Okay. Yeah.
Because, yeah, it stopped on the card, you know, and then that's how it went from a four-play to a three-play. So.
And then saved Chris's life.
Yeah, Chris didn't die.
Chris,
everything worked out.
Now, maybe somewhat dying, but his sister feels better, and maybe is partially healed. And they're both, you know, dying a little faster than they would have normally, except the sister's dying slower, and he's dying a little bit faster.
He just loses 13 years.
Yeah, no, he loses three days.
What?
Just enough time for Shigaraki to come out.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I actually, as a series whole, I think it was really fun. I'm glad season two is in production already because there's a lot of unexplored ideas there that I feel like, why are these knights? Why was there a literal knight at the end of the episode?
Oh, yeah, and the knight killed the psychic lady.
Yeah.
And she was like, whose side are you on? So... You know, she's gone. I don't... That card is out in the wild. Or, you know, with
also,
the knight again.
That knight is the same... I'm just realizing this now, but this knight is the same guy that Finn saw when he got orphaned.
Oh. Huh. So you gotta wonder who that guy is.
Yeah.
Or girl.
Or if it's a card, or if it's just a person.
That'd be crazy if it's just, like, the one sentient card.
I hope it's a Jack. I really hope it's a Jack. Because I'm like, Jack, Prince, like, knight.
Yeah.
Because there's no, unless it's a king, but I don't know.
That's the thing. I don't know what the, like, the other ones that we have comparable are. I want to say the gravity one was the Jack, so I'm like, I don't know what a terrible death knight would be.
Maybe it's the Jack weapon.
Oh, maybe.
Just suit of armor. I don't know. Anyways, that was High Card. It was really fun. And last but not least, we have Trigun Season 1, Episode 12. First of all, Johnny, do you think there's going to be a Season 2?
I think there could be. I mean, I don't know. I feel like they want to, but I don't know if they will. It's kind of hard to say.
Because then they could just redo the original stuff.
It's true.
Because, like, there's an element to this where it's like a prequel, sort of. which explains why July's gone. Because I was like, oh, July's gotta go. Like, that July was gone in the original. But because they fully changed, like, so many aspects of it, I feel like they would have to redo the source material now. Mm-hmm. Because this series cannot go smoothly into the next series.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, there would almost be... I'm almost like, if they're not going to do a season two, it's too bad they did a season one. I mean, I don't know. It seems like there's a lot invested into this, and uh-huh. still being invested with them doing a dub as well. I mean, granted, I don't know if the dub is more iconic for any reason other than, you know, Johnny on Bosch. But, I mean, still, I would hope that there's going to be a season two, even though, you know, season one was kind of a ridiculousness in its own right. But, you know, that last episode was pretty cool to watch. I mean, the animation just kind of made it all very... very fun and very enjoyable.
There is an official season two.
So that's the opener for Trigun, if anybody recognized that.
Dude, okay.
Casual karaoke.
Before I talk about anything with this episode, I just appreciate that there were so many references in this episode alone to the original towards the end.
Yeah,
I just love that. So this episode was whatever the hell was happening last episode. That was crazy sci-fi stuff. And then leading into basically a fight between Knives and Vash with their special powers. Basically Vash condensing all of the power of the crazy plant thing into a box. And then that box turning into his angel gun. Which I was like, yeah, the gun, the angel gun. And then him going, I got to shoot it up. And then Knives going, no, shoot it down. So that way I can enter that dimension again. Knives basically gets incinerated, which we know. I don't think he's actually dead.
No.
And I think actually in the very end credits, you can see a little crater that was left on the moon. And I'm hoping they go more into that because he's shot into space. And I'm hoping it hit the moon because that was like a thing in the original series that he – the first time he shot the gun, it incinerated a city and left a crater in the moon. Yeah. But he also did that again in the series. So that was cool. All of July or most of July turned into a like hole, literal dark black hole in the ground. If you've seen Seven Deadly Sins, similar to that hole.
Yep.
And then they go on to basically the lead into the next series. So just fuck yeah. I mean, like, that whole episode was just fire the entire time. It was so good.
Yeah, it was pretty righteous and looked pretty awesome.
It did. I was so happy. As we were getting close to the end and they were flying into space and stuff, I was like, when's July going to disappear? July's going to disappear in July. That's the thing.
In July.
And they were flying through space and I was like, Vash is developing his like crazy like wing back. And I was like, whoa, this is all cool. And then yeah. I was like, oh no, July's going to be fine. And then they fell. And I was like, oh no. That was so he blasted for so long in the space and then finally hit July and then it was like boom.
Yeah. Big old crater.
Yeah, that was so sick. And then there's like a lovely part at the end where it was like he's wanted now for basically blowing up July, like they all blamed him, which goes back to the fight where he was like, I don't care what they say to me or what they do to me, I'll just keep running away.
Yeah.
Because I'm better than that. And I was like,
nah, you just don't have a better answer? No, in 100 years? As they blast off into space.
Yeah. And the whole like Knives like partially incinerating. We didn't actually see him like Vegeta incinerate or like Nappa incinerate.
Mm-hmm.
Or Frieza incinerate.
I mean, I don't know, a good chunk of him burned away.
Yeah, but yeah, and that's different from the previous series where he just got like partially angel gunned. So I don't know. I really don't think he's dead. It'd be weird to kill off a big main character like that, because if they're trying to lead into the next series, then it's like the whole thing with him and the Gung Ho Guns, I think is what they're called.
Uh-huh.
And then like him sending each one to go assassinate him. Plus the psychic guy's still alive.
Well, I mean, if anything, that would lead into the whole, like, how would they really smoothly transition into, you know, the previous iteration. I mean, I think
where Knives is the big bad guy. Yeah,
do something different, slightly different,
entirely possible.
Knives might come back in a different way,
and that's I'm super okay with that.
I mean, whoever was playing the piano with one hand,
I think that was Bash.
I thought it might be too. I'm just saying. I don't know.
Yeah. They kind of make it a reference to his $60 billion double dollar thing at the end. That was fun. The Millie Thompson reference.
Yeah.
Where, what's her name? May?
Meryl.
Meryl? No, not, oh, Meryl. Yeah. Okay. Meryl goes, oh, I guess I'm in charge. They mentioned the insurance company that they work for. Vash is going by Eric's now, which is what he was referenced as in the original series.
Okay. When that's probably the thing I didn't remember. I was like, Eric, I don't know. He's playing the piano. That could be Knives, I guess. But
yeah. That's when he went like really sad and depressed. I think after he shot his gun the second time. Mm-hmm. And it was like, he had to come back out of it. So, I'm just so excited. I think out of an anime that was redone. I also appreciate everybody who's just listening to me rant about Trigun because I love it.
Trigun.
I think for a redo of a series, this is how you do it. This is maybe not like textbook AAA the way to do it, but this is certainly up there with really well done anime. Like Brotherhood's up there, like Full Metal to redo an anime. This should be up there with Brotherhood. Not as like the best anime of all time, but for redoings of anime, I think this is like pretty well done, like solid A forever.
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah, anything you want to say, Johnny? I went on a little rant.
No, I'm good. I just, it was definitely a fun ride. Really fun to watch. I think I keep saying that, but yeah, I'm excited to see where it could go. You know,
yeah,
keep it up.
Definitely keep it up. So, season two of High Cards approved. Season two. Trigun approved. My Hero we know is coming back for season 7 because they said it at the end of the episode.
But season 2 is approved anyway.
Yeah. Yes. You know what? Season 2 of My Hero is also coming out. It's already out. You can watch it now. So, you know what? Happy animes to all of us. Spring is coming up. Spring starts up around April 6th and 7th. There's a couple stuff coming out in April 1st and 2nd. So, either next week we're going to do One Piece or we're going to kind of take a break. So Johnny and I will discuss and see how we feel. Thank you very much for listening. As always, please share, like, subscribe our content. If you want to contact us at animecasualsreal@gmail.com. And we thank you very much. And as always, keep
it casual.